I just think Justin Herbert's hamstrung in a kind of good way. Mm-hmm. Because how Jim when he said Greg Roman's going to be his offensive coordinator, you knew what the fuck it was. Greg Roman has just caveman passing game concept. That's why Baltimore got rid of his ass. Mm-hmm. But that's Jim's guy.
But they're 3-2.
I know.
And they're no fun to play.
No, they're not. Like, they're gonna because they what's going to happen.
You know exactly what's going to happen. Yeah. They're going to give you a fucking headache.
Yep. and make you like it.
No, I do think that's a good situation for Herbert though, because he's going to get less opportunities to do dumb shit, which he'll do. And when they need, if they're really good, which they might be, they're going to need him.
Yeah, because that dude's
in the playoffs because he can do it.
He's a stud.
Yeah,
he's a stud.
No, I mean it's so funny, man. Like how quickly good coaches can just make the team
destroy someone.
Theirs.
Yeah.
Like that team is just a Harbaugh team.
But the thing about it is, it's not. I mean, you got to have the personnel to be able to do it. But if you can build a physical football team, you can compete in the NFL still, sure. Even with all this aerial shit.
Oh yeah.
If you have a physical football team, you can still fucking.
And it's
compete.
So funny because there's all these trends that go every couple of years. There's this trend, that trend, but there's also always two or three teams that in those eras just run the ball and are physical.
Yep.
And are like. When Peyton Manning was throwing 55 touchdowns in Denver and all that shit, they lost to the Seahawks because the Seahawks ran the ball and played defense.
Right.
Like, it was like the 49ers have pretty much been able to do that throughout time. The Steelers have made the playoffs every year doing that pretty much.
Like, they're going to get you a Super Bowl. And that's what the thing about what this is. Yeah. I think that Justin Herbert can win a Super Bowl. I think he's talented enough. And so can you get it to a point where – because you got to throw the ball a little bit to win a Super Bowl now.
And that's what he does not have his weapons in the pass game. Like Quentin Johnson is your number one R2. Now, Ladd plays out of the slot, and he gets his.
Yeah, he's
Quentin Johnson's
right.
Your other – they got no tight end.
He's been better than he has been.
He
Quentin,
has a
but he ain't,
got no help.
Yeah. And Ladd
– if you got nobody else on the outside.
The only thing with Ladd is every time he gets hit, he gets hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they've already run one running back into the ground, Gus Edwards.
Yeah.
So it's J.K. Dobbins getting 20-plus carries a freaking game.
Yeah.
They just don't have the personnel to do what – Harbaugh.
Yeah, you give him another year. Get him another year to get him a bigger back. Because J.K. he runs hard, but he's a little fucker.
Yeah,
he needs Frank Gore or whoever like that, and then one more offensive lineman.
Yep.
And then they'll be his team.
Yep.
It doesn't take long to build what he wants.
Get Joey Bosa off the books because he ain't played a full season in 3 years, and even when he's healthy, he's not the same dude.
Yep.
Oh, and Mac's still there too, right?
Yeah.
Yep. They all took different. They all kind of restructured whatever to stay, and then they got rid of the receivers because why would you need them?
Why would you need
exactly throwing it? We're gonna run the ball 50 times a game.
Every receiver, like three of them.
Yeah, we're good. We're
good. Remember to all of them.
All right. We got Ladd McConkey. We got Quentin Johnston.
Yeah. Okay.
We're good.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, dude. I love
you. Well, hey, look, Keenan hadn't stayed healthy this season.
But he's been
Mike Williams is probably going to get traded.
Mike Williams going to get traded.
He'll be hurt next week.
Yeah, he got hurt on that pass.
Out there when he ran the wrong route?
Yeah, he got hurt on that damn pass. But yeah, I just love how Aaron Rodgers, he's supposed to be on the red line. Okay. Then why? Well, that throw wasn't. It was kind of to the red line, but it really wasn't.
Well, he said if he ran the right route, it's a touchdown.
But yeah, he said if he's supposed to be at the red line, he was kind of in the vicinity, but it didn't look like a seam route, like a corner route. I don't know.
Whatever. That's I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't want to be a hypocrite because like you like guys being honest, but like most quarterbacks aren't just going to say.
No, they will not say that.
If he doesn't fuck it up, then it wouldn't have been an interception. It's not my fault. His fault.
What happened last week on the interception, Aaron? Did you not see the linebacker? I mean.
Somehow it's someone else's fault.
It's somebody else's fault.
Well, Josh Jacobs was supposed to have chipped that guy back to the line of scrimmage. He should have never been in my line of vision, so I was pretending like he wasn't there. And,
fuck that dude.
Next time we'll try to be better.
Yeah, fuck that dude.
That is a blame passing son of a gun.
That's all I say about it, man. Fuck that dude.
2-4, coach fired, offensive coordinator changed, traded for his buddy now.
When does anything become your fucking fault?
To my opinion, it's his fucking fault already.
Yes.
But I don't know. Like this week when they get beat by who do they play? The Steelers? They play the Steelers this week? I mean, that's not.
I don't know. Dude, adding Davante Adams, though.
That's a big deal, man.
Dude, who's Joey Porter going to cover?
That's a big deal.
And that's what's going to make Garrett Wilson's so much better. Garrett Wilson's about to ball.
I hope so, dog, here. Because as much shit as he was talking, he damn sure dropped a touchdown. You gonna get fucking hit, catch it.
Yeah, he did.
If you're gonna get hit, catch the fucking football.
Yeah.
Because the first touchdown, that shit was nice, but then he comes right back to you. Great route, great fucking play design by Dow.
And
you got it. Catch the fucking ball. If you want, that's one thing I learned when I said a little some shit and had a good game and dropped a critical third down. And Coach goes, like, if you're going to talk shit, you better catch the fucking ball, son.
Like, can we rewind this?
You had a great fucking game and nobody cares.
Amari Cooper on the Bills and Devontae Adams on the Jets. Completely different game.
Yeah. Probably more,
watchable. They'll play again, but it's not going to be prime time. It would have been a watchable football game. You're right.
Maybe. But the second half wasn't unwatchable entirely because of
that. Penalties.
Huh?
Well, ragged-ass penalties.
It was penalties. Oh, shit, it was penalties.
So 200 yards worth of penalties.
It was penalties. Guys fucking lining up in offside or whatever, lining up in illegal formation. Like, it's just the sloppiest crap. Yeah. It's so frustrating.
And then everyone gets mad at the refs. Six games.
Everyone gets mad at the refs. What are they supposed to do? They're
not
committing penalties.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just like, God damn.
They're committing penalties. We have to, I mean, it's not my job to tell them where to line up or where to stand. Like, it's, I don't know. It's just that was sort of my whole bigger picture point, was like not a lot of pretty football being played in general. A lot of raggedy ass football being played in general.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. It doesn't matter. I mean, we're all fucking.
We're all
going to
watch that shit every week.
You can cut it with whatever they want. We're going to come back. But it's not great. It's not great to watch.
Like you're, it's way too late to be blaming on preseason.
Hell
you get
yeah.
away with that for like a week.
This is
preseason.
This is
institutional
shit right now.
This is bad.
Guys just do dumb shit every week.
Is it like, because they don't have to practice as much?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's got to be what it is.
So he didn't practice. And the thing about it, we all talk about, we didn't tackle in practice, but motherfucker, we got after it in practice.
Yeah. You lined up.
We got after
it. You hit.
Yeah, we got after it in practice.
A bunch of walkthroughs.
Yeah, we got after it in fucking practice. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, because it's not physical. Oh, we didn't never tackle in practice. Well, damn it, we didn't goddamn go at each other.
Yeah. There's such a difference between that, like, I don't know, that level of effort and that level of attention to detail, and it just carries over. It clearly does. Like, it's just, you know, the stop and start, and guys just, I don't know. I don't know what they do about it. It's the same thing we were talking about earlier in the week with college football and some of the rules and faking injuries and stuff like that. I don't know what they do about it, but I wish there was something they could do about it. Like,
make it less safe. Go back to the way that it was, and then
you know
all the long-term injuries.
All those we didn't get fucking hurt like these motherfuckers.
I know, and you guys hit more and practiced harder.
We didn't get hurt as often. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, we didn't get hurt like these motherfuckers.
Whatever they're doing to try to make it safer, it's working for head injuries. There's less head injuries. That's what they care about. They don't want to get sued for CTE.
Yeah.
But injuries in general are up.
Yeah.
Like soft tissue and lower leg and all that kind of stuff. They just don't want guys to get their heads hurt.
Too much time in the gym and less time on the football field?
Yes. And then you're doing too many.
Yeah, that's what they do with the practice.
And
time,
you know, and you got to get to the ground. You don't let your body rest. You don't do the proper lift. You do the cool-looking lifts that everybody does and all that shit. Just like
somebody's always over here.
Yeah. Instagram workout.
Yeah, you do the fucking cool shit, man. Get in the fucking –
How much of that is regimented? Like, when you go into weight room, do you just go or do you have
– No, you have a program. But go in there, motherfucker. Go into a sweaty-ass gym that you started in and train there. Fucking sweet-smelling – fucking cologne, perfume, air freshener ass fucking workout place. Get you somewhere where it's fucking sweaty and dirty and fucking grimy. That's why I was like, fuck that shit. And, I did. The reason I was late because I wouldn't vote it this morning. And I'm with you, Bo. Fuck them stickers.
What stickers?
Oh, God.
Oh, the I voted
sticker? Oh, God. I was like, they like, would you? I was like, I'm fine.
Leave it on the table.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Look, if that's the standard, voting is the standard. Like,
you're supposed to fucking
You're supposed
vote.
To fucking
Why do you deserve
vote?
A pat on the back?
You good. Root for you. You vote.
Yeah, really,
you
like,
should have to wear a sticker if you don't vote.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But she was a nice lady, too. She's like, do you want, here you go. I was like, no.
I'll give it to my kids.
I said, I'm fine, man.
Yeah, Lily loves them. There's a little peach on it, so she likes it.
I said, I'm fine, man.